ABC Listen.
Hello, my name is Nidge, and today on Imagine This, I'm riding my bike to the beach. Just a few more hills to go.
Is that as fast as you can go?
Nidge, hurry up or I'll need an ice cream to get the rest of the way up.
The car's going way faster than you, Nidge.
Oh, I know. It's not fair. Why are they so much faster?
There are four on a car and only two on a bike.
Cars have engines and bikes don't.
They have more power.
A lot of you have been wondering about cars.
I'm Frankie and I would like to know how do cars work.
My name's Timothy and I would like to know how cars work.
Hi Nidge, my name is Levi and I'm 5 years old and I want to know how do different types of cars get their power.
My name is Aria and I want to know how do engines make cars move.
Hi, my name's Connor and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Lauren and I'm 3 years old.
I want to know how a hybrid car works.
My name's Sam. This is my question. How do vehicles go?
I think we're going to have to talk to an expert. Sean! Oh, just the man I wanted to talk to.
Hey, Nidge, do you need a lift? Or maybe an ambulance?
I'm okay. Just gotta feel the burn, you know?
Okay, I'll meet you at the top of the hill.
Go, Nidge, you're almost there. Woohoo!
You can do this!
Go, Nidge, go!
Ah, phew! Made it. Thanks for the support. Everyone, this is Professor Sean Cook. He leads the Engine Research Lab at UNSW, and he knows a lot about cars.
That's right.
Sean, we want to know how engines make cars work.
And why they're so much faster than my bike.
I can definitely help you with that. First, let's take a look at engines that use petrol or diesel.
I feel some imagining coming on. Pop the bonnet.
Sean, where are we?
It's like we're inside a metal can.
We sort of are. We call it a cylinder. We're just imagining here, of course. In real life, we'd never fit inside a car cylinder. They are just the size of a tin of tomatoes.
It's empty.
Yeah, this is what a baked bean must feel like.
And this platform we are standing on is called a piston. This is the beating heart of a car's engine.
What does a piston do?
Pistons move very fast. Let's take a look at how things work in slow motion.
Whoa! Things are starting to move.
Everything's vibrating.
At the top of the cylinder, there are two vents. Can you see the two openings up there?
Yeah, like two small air vents.
One of the vents is for things to come in.
What kind of things?
The piston's moving down.
By moving down, the piston makes more room inside the cylinder. This sucks air and fuel inside.
Is that petrol?
Yeah, hold your nose, that stinks.
Yes, thankfully we're just imagining. You should never get this close to petrol, diesel, or any kind of fuel. It's dangerous and can catch on fire.
It could go kaboom.
Which is exactly what's about to happen.
What? Now?
Once the cylinder is full of air and fuel, the vents at the top close off, sealing everything in, and then the piston moves back up.
What? There's no room!
Exactly. We need to make this tight space even tighter, so the pressure builds and builds.
What makes it do the explosion?
Maybe there's some TNT in there?
Inside the diesel engine, this pressure alone is enough to cause a small explosion. But with the petrol, you need a spark.
A spark? Around all this fuel?
Yep. The explosion slams the piston back down to the bottom of the cylinder.
That was quite a bang.
It's all smoky in here.
The second vent opens now to let out the gases from the explosion. The fuel got used up. Now all that's left is...
Stinky exhaust fumes.
If the soft air comes out of the back of the car.
Hang on, the piston's coming back up.
That's right. And then the whole thing happens again. Piston moves down, pulling fuel and air inside the cylinder.
Then the piston moves up, squeezes everything together really tight.
Then boom! It exploded!
And the piston shoots back down again.
Before coming back up to release the used gases out of the cylinder. This happens over and over again, powering the car.
How many times?
Thousands of times, every minute.
Whoa, that's a lot of times.
You can add more cylinders to increase the power of the engine. A lot of cars have four cylinders lined up in a row. Some cars have a V6 engine, which means it has six cylinders in a V shape. And some race cars have 8 or even 12 cylinders.
Do faster cars have more cylinders?
Yes, but not always. Formula One cars are super fast, and they use V6 engines, which means...
six cylinders.
Yes.
It goes up and down.
Up and down, again and again and again, really fast, and it pushes the smoke out.
But how do the pistons going up and down and the fuel exploding in the cylinders make the car drive?
Let's climb out of here and take a look. The flat base of the piston has a pole attached to it. It is called a connecting rod.
What's that long bar it's connected to at the bottom?
It's called a crankshaft.
Let's slide down. Jump onto the crankshaft.
Keep your balance.
We're going around in circles now?
Yes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The up and down movement of the piston gets turned into round and round movement in the crankshaft. This is what makes the wheels spin in circles.
Ooh, I know that song. The wheels on the 8-cylinder piston engine go round and round.
It's like a Ferris wheel, because that goes up and down.
Yeah.
And round in a circle.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting dizzy.
Don't get car sick, Nidge.
You mean crankshaft sick? Oh.
Follow me to the transmission. Hop over the flywheel. Balance across the drive shaft. And here we are.
Whew, that's better.
We can catch our breath in here.
Where are we?
This is called the transmission box. It takes all the power from the explosions and sends it to the wheels in a smooth and controlled way.
How do you mean?
Those explosions are like short bursts of energy. But we don't want our cars to bounce down the road in a thousand little hops, do we?
No!
The car will go boom, 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 boom.
What's happening?
The gears are changing.
The car is slowing down.
That means the transmission is moving less power to the wheels. It does that by choosing a lower gear so the wheels of the car spin slower, or a high gear to go faster.
That turns the wheels, and that's how the car goes?
I have gears on my bike too.
And they do the same thing. Gears control how fast the wheels spin. But car wheels can spin much faster than your bike because the engine is more powerful than your legs.
Oh, that's okay. I still love my bike.
And that's basically it. How engines make cars move. They turn the vertical, up and down energy of those explosions into circular motion, making the wheels turn.
Whoa, cool.
That's amazing.
All right, time to hold your nose.
How come? Why?
We are going out of the tailpipe at the back of the car.
Ew, gosh, what is this stuff?
After a car uses up its fuel, a mix of stinky gases come out of the exhaust.
That can probably affect people and animals.
It's very dirty, so it might make the plant die because they can't have oil.
Yeah, too much in the air creates what we call the greenhouse effect. It makes the planet warmer and contributes to climate change.
That's not good.
Yes, it's a big problem. That's why we are working on future engines that use fuels that are much cleaner than petrol or diesel.
What about strawberries?
That'd be cool.
Tin bag beans.
That'd be explosive.
Yeah.
fireworks.
Oh, that'd cause a bigger bang.
You sound like scientists already.
Are there really going to be clean fuels one day?
Green hydrogen is one example of a possible clean fuel. We can even use fuels made from waste as well. We also have electric motors. Hang on. I think I hear an electric car coming now.
Woo!
Wow!
Wow!
Are we inside an electric car now?
Yes.
Well, where's all the engine stuff? It's basically empty in here.
Car engine that uses fuel have thousands of parts all working together under the hood.
Thousands?
Electric cars only have about 25 parts.
Whoa.
Electric motors don't have the pump. You just need like a battery. It would have electric going in it.
In here, there's no explosions, no pistons, no cylinders.
And no stinky gases going in or coming out.
It's a much simpler design.
They're better for the environment.
Because they don't have fumes.
We have to put electricity in the car.
So how does it work?
The motor is made of a large spinning magnet connected to a battery.
The magnets make the wheels spin?
Yes. As the car speeds up, the battery sends more electricity to the magnet, making the motor spin faster.
Where are the gears?
There's only one gear doing all the work.
Look, it's going backwards.
What's happening?
Clever, huh? The car isn't going backwards. The car is slowing down, so the system reverses the flow of electricity, sending the leftover power from the wheel back to the battery as it slows down.
Well, that's pretty clever.
And at night, you just plug them in to charge the battery, just like mom and dad's phone.
Sean, what are hybrid cars?
Hybrid cars have both a petrol engine and an electric motor working together. It can run on electricity at low speed, and when we go faster, the petrol engine kicks in to help out the motor.
Ah, like teamwork.
That's much better for the planet than using a petrol alone.
Can you hear that? I think we're at the beach. Thanks for the ride, Sean.
No worries. Let's go get an ice cream.
Oh, I'm going to get Rocky Road. So, Timothy, Frankie, Levi, Aria, Connor and Rory, inside a car engine, a mix of air and fuel are pulled into a small cylinder.
There are 4, 6, 12 cylinders.
Then, a piston squeezes the mixture tighter and tighter until
a spark. Kaboom.
And the explosion pushes the piston back down before coming back up to start the cycle again.
Thousands of times every minute.
This up and down movement of the piston is turned into round and round movement through the crankshaft, making the wheels spin and the car move. All these explosions in the engine create gases that come out the exhaust.
Hold your nose.
These gases can cause pollution.
It's bad for the environment. That stinks.
In electric cars, a battery sends electricity to a large spinning magnet, and this makes the wheel spin.
The motor is a magnet.
Hybrid cars use both.
Like teamwork.
Scientists are working hard to make cars cleaner for the environment with different fuels and different engines. Things are changing fast. Who knows what or how we'll be driving in the future?
Alien spaceships?
It can fly.
We can do backflips.
This is an ABC Kids podcast. For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.